Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Business Rockstars, I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Dan Ingles joining us. He's the CEO of Mobile First. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your company. What do you guys do?
So what Mobile First does, it helps companies that have websites to convert better their mobile traffic. So basically, there's a problem in websites having too low a conversion rate of those visitors who are coming in on mobile devices.
Which is like 50% of people nowadays.
It's over 50%. Yeah. Compared to desktop visitors. So we help get their mobile conversion rate on their website far closer to their desktop conversion rate so they stop bleeding customers because too many of their users are coming in on mobile.
So what's some of the key components to that, to optimizing the mobile platform?
Well, there's a lot of different components to it, but basically what we do is we come in, we do an assessment, we look at the data like the Google Analytics data, mm-hmm. we look at heat maps to figure out where users are dropping off. We look at the visuals, so we look at the user experience. We check that user experience across 30 different mobile devices. And what we're trying to see is opportunities where perhaps in the user experience there's a degree of anxiety, distraction. There's certain best practices we try to comply with because we've seen so much of what works and what doesn't. And we put together a list of basically what we think are the highest priority things to improve to get the conversion rate up significantly.
So it's more of a diagnostic process first. Then you go in and make recommendations. I don't think a lot of people realize how a standard website on a desktop doesn't convert over to mobile in a lot of ways. Like maybe the video hangs over half the way, or maybe the text is all messed up, or maybe the drop down and the user interface isn't as easy and seamless as it is on the desktop. So what are the ideal people that you work with? Is it startup entrepreneurs? Is it big companies?
No, it's generally companies with, let's say, a couple hundred thousand unique visitors a month to their website, maybe a little bit smaller, up through, you know, we have clients doing, you know, $100 million in revenue. So it's a pretty broad range. But generally, because we focus so much on mobile site conversion, generally it's companies where they're getting a decent percentage of their traffic and or revenue from mobile visits to their website.
You help to optimize that, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay. How did you get into this space? Take me back to the beginning of your story before you tell us, though. I want to know, like, was entrepreneurship always on the radar even as a kid? Or,
you know, I wanted to be a first grade teacher. So that's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
But I graduated in college in 98, and that's when the whole dot-com thing was kind of taking off.
Yeah.
And so I started a dot-com while I was in college in 97. And it was a e-commerce store for magazine subscriptions. So Amazon was for books. CD Now was a company for CDs, and we were trying to be the brand for magazine subscriptions. After that business went through kind of the dot-com bubble and bust, mm-hmm. I worked as an entrepreneur in residence for a couple different incubators. Today you have like Y Combinator, for example, but the first generation of these tech incubators, the biggest, most successful one by far was Idealab, and I was an entrepreneur in residence for them. My job was basically to build wireless companies from scratch, but it was a little bit early, and it was also sort of the tail end of when companies could go public and things kind of crashed further. And that didn't last very long, and Idealab shut down some of its offices and now concentrated in Pasadena, and they're still doing well today, actually. And then beyond that, I came out to California because I was in Idealab's office in Boston, and I worked on a little photo software startup that we sold to Broderbund Software, which was well-known in the 80s. They had a popular product called Print Shop, which was kind of making greeting cards. It was one of the things you'd use if you were a kid on a computer in the 80s. So that was kind of interesting, and then I worked on a product called GoToMyPC and another one called GoToMeeting. Both of those products involve sort of remote access, remote meetings. And I did a lot of the customer acquisition and the revenue generation. We sold that to Citrix in, I think, 2004 for about $250 million. Recently, actually, it was resold for $2 billion or $1.8 billion. So it's been a really successful business. You may have seen some of the ads on TV and whatnot. And then I left and worked on Picasa, which actually came out of that incubator IdeaLab, which was another photo software venture, kind of similar to the one I did, but different in a number of ways. And we worked on that. It got really popular. We sold it to Google 2004, right before the IPO. And then I was at Google and I was in charge of their customer acquisition, doing their online advertising and whatnot. And then I decided I want to start my own company again. After being at Google, I didn't really want to do the cubicle big company thing. I was working from Santa Barbara. I'd go up every so often. And so I started FastSpring in 2005 with three other co-founders. Kind of a unique situation. We all were in different parts of the country, but we all worked together and we built kind of a virtual company. And it took a few years to get going, but ultimately it became one of the fastest growing companies in the world. We were 41 on the Inc. 500, and then the next year 53, and then on the Inc. 500 again the third year. So we grew tremendously well, and we sold it in 2013. That business does e-commerce payments for software vendors, about 3,000 different clients. And now I'm focused on mobile first. I got into it because I'm really into mobile. Obviously, it's kind of the future of things. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get into the app world because I just feel like it's too competitive. The prices are so low. Making noise is really difficult. So few are successful. I like the odds better with things like SaaS and services. So the way I got into mobile first is first through their product Mobilizer, which is a way to do kind of what you were talking about before. It's a way to see how any web page looks across about 20 different mobile devices, the actual devices. They're sitting in our remote device lab. So you can easily see on your website what users are experiencing. And then you can find the things that need to be improved and then make those improvements so that you get better conversion. That evolved into mobile-first optimization services because our clients kept saying, this is great, but we want to optimize for speed. We want to optimize for the shopping cart. We want to optimize all different parts of the process to get a lot more revenue than they were able to get by just looking at the visual UI on mobile. So that's how it turned into kind of a holistic conversion rate optimization business.
Fantastic. Well, you have quite an amazing, extensive journey there. So I've got a lot of questions for you. We've got the CEO of Mobile First, Dan Engel, joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and I want to talk with you about where you see the trajectory of mobile going so that the small business owners out there and that the entrepreneurs joining us right now can start to capitalize on that. Because I know mobile is obviously the inevitable trend. Right. We said over 50% of most visitors on any website.
Over 60 now.
Over 60% of people. Just like last year, it was 50. So it's happening exponentially.
It's supposed to be 80 in a year and a half.
So with that being said, where do you see the trend going in mobile? Talk about some of that.
Well, certainly the trend is toward people being on web pages on their mobile devices. There's sort of this debate. Are they going to be using apps? Are they going to be using the web on mobile? What's going to happen with payments? You have things like Apple Pay, which
NFC technology.
Yep, exactly. And I think the answer is that it's going to continue to be a large percentage on the mobile web or on web pages that they're looking at on mobile. The reason why is if you think about apps, I mean, they're cool, they're fun. We all have some of them, but how many do you really have? Of those on your phone, how many do you actually use?
I've got like 12. Maybe over 100 apps, but I'm really probably using about 10.
Exactly. So, and are you going to get an app for everything? So if I buy clothes, I'm going to, get 7 different retailers' apps and switch between them all? No, it's not really how it's going to work. So, and you can imagine you plug in an Apple Pay, something like that, where you're basically using a thumbprint to do your purchase, even though it's on the web, on a mobile device, all of a sudden it's no longer, I have this tiny device, it's hard to type things in.
Yeah.
So I think something like the 80% range probably makes sense over the next year and a half. Okay. Or so, which means all these companies who are behind the ball in terms of being compliant for mobile, being mobile friendly, making sure they're looking right for all the different users on the different devices and browsers and operating systems they're using, have a big curve ahead of them to try to get optimized for mobile.
So for the people out there, though, that are like, well, how much does it cost? How timely does it cost me to ultimately make the shift to make sure my website or whatever it is that I have on the internet is mobile optimized?
Well, so there's two different ways to look at that. One is kind of having a responsive website, which it depends on your situation, but sort of redoing your site to a large extent, and that can cost, anywhere from, $5,000 to a couple hundred thousand dollars. Depends how big you want to go. Obviously, Fortune 500 company is not spending a few hundred grand. Separate from that is what we do, which is we take your site, whether it's responsive or not, and we test out different elements on it to make sure that they're performing as well as they can on mobile devices, and testing out different elements against each other to figure out what's going to get the mobile conversion that generally it's a 3-to-1 ratio. Desktop conversion on average is, say, 3% of someone who comes from website purchases or completes a lead or a transaction or a form field. And then on mobile, instead of 3%, it's 1%. So our job is to get, if you're not at 1%, to get you to 1% and beyond. If you're at 1%, to get that 1% closer to 3%. And we do that because we, by knowing so much about what works on mobile in terms of generating more conversion.
So somebody like yourself, you've been a part of many different companies, and you even had some successful exits, which is maybe potentially the dream for a lot of beginning entrepreneurs, is either to build a lifestyle business or to build a business to sell it. You've done both. So my question is, as we wrap up, for the beginning entrepreneur or the aspiring entrepreneur, when they're just getting started, what do you feel like are three things they need to know to prepare for the future?
Well, I guess, you know, I'd suggest to look at it as a, somewhat of a crapshoot, in that you have a certain number of question marks about and assumptions that you go into it. So you assume you know certain things about how the business is going to go, what the, how the market's going to respond. And usually the way it works out in reality, no matter who it is doing it, and you can do all sorts of research up front, and that certainly helps reduce the odds of having this be difficult. But, you know, how, which of those question marks are going to turn out to be right? Which are the ones that are wrong? And which are the question marks that come up that you hadn't even thought of? Like, oh, I didn't realize that regulation was going to be an issue. Or this new information came out. Oops, today I have a new competitor. How do I adjust to that? So, you know, having a startup is all about trying to deal with all those different things. And you have to have kind of an open-ended attitude toward toward it, because, you know, it's not a straightforward game. It's a lot of different things are thrown at you.
Fantastic. We'll be right back with Dan Engel to talk more about his company. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Here's your...
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Black, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Dan Engel's joining us. He's the CEO of Mobile First. And the question for you is, in a space where essentially anybody can go into a business and say, we'll help you guys be mobile optimized and help you, you know, convert better traffic, how are you standing out in such a noisy space as the preeminent option for your clients?
So I'd say the answer to that is that we're not so much in the world of creating responsive and mobile-friendly websites for companies. We're not website builders. We're in the conversion rate improvement, conversion rate optimization business. Mm-hmm. And in that industry, our competitors pretty much all focus on desktop first, desktop users first, even though mobile's becoming a larger percentage of visitors than desktop. Our company's named Mobile First for a reason. And our priority, our focus, and our area of expertise is mobile conversion specifically. So that's the biggest area of differentiation for us, is we look at everything from a mobile-first perspective. We're looking at even the desktop, making improvements to the desktop based on the experience on a mobile device in some ways, because it's often clean. It's a simple flow in terms of the user experience and getting through the checkout process. And it just has certain design elements that work really well for desktop as well. Often the best sites are the ones that look great on mobile and desktop at the same time. And that's what responsive design is all about.
Okay, awesome. I like that. Something we were just talking about, which I think was like very important that we bring up now, is how all the companies you had that were successful started off as failures. And at one point you were even juggling multiple companies at the same time, as you said, right, just to see which one would be the home run.
Right.
A couple of them were, you know, okay on the success level, and some of them turned out to be ultra successful with really big exits at the $100 million level. So let's talk about that for a second. For the people out there that maybe get into business and in their first, second, third year, fourth year, fifth year, they're still not achieving the success that they want. Maybe they're even labeling that as I failed. You just said off camera, which is why I'm bringing it up, all my biggest successes started as failures. So talk about that.
Well, I think failure is a really big part of success. Now, you only read about these things once they're already successful, mm-hmm. right? And you hear my background, you're like, well, everything this guy touches turns to gold. Not exactly. I mean, they have for at least the last 12 or 13 years in the end. But there's so many companies, mine included, where, you know, before they're successful, they're spending 2, 3, sometimes 4+ years figuring out how to match the market appropriately with the right product and solution at the right time. Because so much of it, no matter who the entrepreneur is, how great they are, what experiences they've had, what businesses they've built and sold, so much of it is out of your control. So much of it is luck and timing and persistence. And so you got to keep trying things. You got to keep trying different versions of your original idea. You got to keep trying different businesses. And that's the way I've been able to be successful. You don't sort of say, you know what, this hasn't worked, I'm going to move on and go back and get a job. You keep trying stuff because you have to play the odds. The odds are when you start one or two businesses, you're not going to be successful. If you are, it's going to be mild. But the more businesses you start and the more different things you try in the businesses you have, all of a sudden the odds start being more in your favor that you can have a success and then ultimately a really successful venture.
So what do you think are some of the key components that ultimately shift people from, hey, I'm failing. I'm starting to get it. I'm succeeding. Like you said in the beginning, it wasn't that way for you. So obviously there was a tipping point in some level of awareness around when I'm in a company, I'm looking for this. And this is what we try to put into place for systems, operations, teams, raising money.
You know, sometimes it's about finding the right marketing channels that can take a long time. You have to go through a lot of failing ways of trying to get cost effectively in front of customers. In order to find those methods, you can get in front of them profitably. And then if you find the profitable channels, maybe those scale, meaning you can get millions of users that way, and maybe they don't. If they don't, you got to kind of keep going, you use them up. So that takes time to find. And we did a lot of that when I worked on GoToMyPC and GoToMeeting. We spent millions of dollars. We were became the fourth largest advertiser on the internet for a number of years. And we just tested and tested and tested, trying to find those channels.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to my prior business, after GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting, Picasa, and Google, which is FastSpring, e-commerce payments, that one we struggled and struggled until we found a niche market. That market just happened to be Mac software developers. So we were focused on Windows, and you know, Mac developers are sort of a potential niche, but we all of a sudden were getting one or two Mac developers to be interested in using us, and we were trying to figure out what that was all about. And we noticed that it was a great space because there were certain things that those types of customers were looking for that our competitors really couldn't address well, and they weren't. So we started to kind of specialize toward that niche. And we knew also that, you know, the Mac developer community is a very, you know, they communicate with each other and they kind of follow each other and they see what, for example, who they're using for their e-commerce payments. Oh, that guy's using those guys? Okay, well, maybe I should look at that as well. And so it kind of grew, it spread like wildfire. Now that's after, you know, 3 or 4 years of not really having that traction happen.
Yeah. I think the biggest point that I took away from that is that you said test, and that's been the key. So I want to pinpoint that in a sec. We've got the CEO of Mobile First, Dan Engel, joining us. This is Business Rockstars, and I'm Mark Lack, and I want to talk about testing because one of my mentors, Jay Abraham, says the biggest reason why most companies fail is because they're not consistently running small, controlled tests. Mm-hmm. And I think you just said, you know, the biggest thing is you got to get into business and you got to test. Whether you have one business and you're testing a lot of things, or you have multiple businesses to see which ones hit. Talk about that for a little bit, just so we can go a little deeper on this concept of testing. We normally only think about it in the sense of marketing.
Uh-huh.
Testing new headlines.
Yeah, no. And testing headlines is an example. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we do with our conversion rate optimization. We do A-B testing to figure out what works compared to the control. Can we find a variable that has a 2% higher conversion or a 20%? But no, all the things that I've been saying about how you go about getting the odds to be in your favor, that really involves testing different things out, different products,
you test everything,
different businesses.
Right?
Yeah.
You test new people and new positions.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is these days, it's so much easier and cheaper to test than it used to be.
Bingo.
And so, for example, you could put up, let's say you think you're going to sell, maybe you want to sell teddy bears on the web, right? Just making this up. And instead of going through the whole business, putting together all the infrastructure, spending lots of time and money and employees and all that stuff, you put up a simple web page and you bid on some keywords on Google. You spend $50, maybe $100. You do the same thing on Facebook. You drive traffic. And then you look at the data. You set up Google Analytics, which is free. You look at the data and you see what are people doing once they come to the site? What percentage are purchasing or saying they would be interested in purchasing? Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to have the whole back end set up to do what we call market validation.
Yeah, you look at the huge websites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Those companies are essentially platforms that allow people to test the demand and feedback from what the audience is going to say about it based on if they give you their money or not.
Right.
You could test ideas before you even go out and try to get funding or try to spend all this time executing. You can put stuff up. I think a lot of people make the mistake of creating a product and then trying to sell it versus just selling the product first before they have it. And I think Kickstarter does a good, but again, it's test.
You want to do them together at the same time, ideally, right? So you've got this group of potential customers that work with you as you're building the product. Doesn't mean they're sitting there with you. Mm-hmm. It means you're presenting the concept to them up front. You're getting their feedback.
Yeah.
And then as you make improvements to it and changes, you could check in with them. Hey, this is kind of where I'm headed with it. Mm-hmm. How does this fit your current needs? Have your needs met? You know, is this something you'd pay for today? Oh, it is? Okay. Have you bought something like this before? Mm-hmm. Have you actually, you know, do you need, how does your budget process work? So those are the kind of things you start getting into when you're doing market validation, try to figure out how real your market is.
With live feedback, because now we can literally test and then get live market feedback and make tests and revisions consistently.
Exactly.
And that's one of the most powerful things. If somebody wants help on their mobile stuff, where can they learn more from you guys?
So mobilefirst.com is our website, and it's with the number one, S-T. It's not F-I-R-S-T.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit card are so high it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready to use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. And my rock star today, Chris Valencia, he is the CEO and co-founder of Hit Bottle. Thanks so much for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So here it is, Hit Bottle. Tell me all about it.
head bottle. This product actually took place, the whole idea took place back in 2014. And the head bottle is the first multi-purpose insulated stainless steel bottle that it's actually out there. It actually fits anything between having the ability to be able to mix your supplements up to kind of have your own infuser and tumbler cup in there.
So, very cool. Let's take a closer look. Show me how it
works. So a cool future behind the bottle is that one of the things that we wanted to do, it's going to avoid any type of bacteria buildup, especially when it comes to the mouthpiece. So the cap was actually inspired on a 1930s Ford radiator cap. So it actually locks, unlocks. So it makes it very easy for you to open, going through your day-to-day activities.
Because how is it normally when it is susceptible to the bacteria?
So let's say, for example, everything that's out in the market, especially supplement mixers, the first thing that you do, you open it from the mouthpiece. So let's say you're working out, touching all those dirty weights, you pretty much open it and all the bacteria has been added to the mouthpiece. So,
and again, this one works like how?
So when you unlock it, pops open.
Got it.
So you don't have to touch the mouthpiece.
Cool.
So,
very detailed.
It is. And as you can see, we put a lot of effort into the whole aesthetics. The whole product has been created from scratch. Everything from the rounded bottom base, which kind of prevents any type of bacteria buildup, makes it a lot easier for you to be able to clean your bottle. Just rinse it with a little bit of water. You'll be good to go.
Cool. So what else is in here?
Let me go ahead and open it for you. So I actually have water. So,
okay, so we won't take too close of a look, but I can confirm water in there and stainless steel.
Yes. Yes. So,
so what can we see inside of the bottle?
So one of the things that we ended up creating on this new design, we actually ended up creating a single attachment that actually screws into the cap, whether it's for supplements. And the other attachment that we created, it's for a fruit or tea infuser. And one of the things that we wanted to do, it's kind of combine all of our passion for fitness, wellness into one bottle. Like I mentioned to you, this is the only bottle that kind of gives you the functionality for you to be able to go from a mixer to an infuser to a tumbler cup. So you can pretty much go in the morning, drink your protein shaker, to the afternoon, being able to drink your infused water, to, let's say, Taco Tuesday, you just go out for a beer. So you could actually use it for anything. So
that's awesome. So it really streamlines everything.
Exactly.
And eliminates excess products.
Exactly.
Because it's multiple products in one. So cool. And the inspiration behind this was your and your wife's passion for fitness.
That is correct. Back in 2015, we came home after a long workout, and we realized that we had a collection of 20 different plastic shakers you're sitting in the dishwasher. And we had an idea of what we wanted to do by pretty much being able to combine everything under one bottle. It's been 2 years, and as of this moment, we have taken the proper steps for us to be able to continue innovating the product step by step. As I mentioned to you, the first product, it was very guided towards the fitness community. Now we're actually going after not only after the fitness community, but also the wellness community that actually cares about the quality of plastic that's actually coming into the U.S. And like I was telling, it's been a journey in a way that we have learned so much about plastic. That over the past couple of years, most of the companies that have been bringing all those plastic shakers here in the U.S., they've been focusing on bringing the lowest quality material. And
it's not good for you.
Exactly.
It's unhealthy. You're doing these healthy things by working out, or if you're in the wellness community, maybe you're meditating, whatever it is that you're doing, but then you're using a bottle that has plastic in it, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. So, and all the new attachments are actually made out of 18-8 stainless steel. So we're very excited because now it's going to take the product into a whole different direction. And even though we've made improvements to this new version, we're actually in a 5-10-year journey for us to be able to continue making improvements to what's going to be potentially the next phase of double insulated stainless steel bottles.
Yeah, because this product has evolved a lot from the original one. Tell me a little bit about that.
So the first product, we ended up launching a Kickstarter campaign back in 2015. We ended up raising $125K within a 45-day period. So if you were to look at the first product, and now if you look at the version 3, the first product was very guided towards the fitness community. We had an idea, but just like any other product, it takes time and dedication for you to be able to continue evolving to the ideal product. There's never going to be a perfection when it comes to product. It's more about evolving time after time.
So. And how did you know that you needed to evolve? Were you listening to your customers?
Yes, actually Kickstarter and being able to build a customer base, that's what's been helping us to pretty much get to where we are right now. Being able to get listen to their feedback, what's good, what's bad. And trust me, a lot of times what's bad, it's actually what's going to get you to the next level. Like I mentioned to you, we had what was the ideal, perfect idea, but in reality, once you start listening to your customers, you kind of start listening and understanding a little bit more of the direction of the product. So.
And you and your wife left your corporate jobs for this. Tell me about that transition.
Let's just put it this way. It's been a journey. Going and walking away from a secure salary hasn't been easy. But it was one of those commitments that we had initially. If we wanted to take the product to the next level, we knew that we had to make some adjustments. Now we're also learning how to work as a team and we're evolving as a company. But the first year it was, we literally ended up making every single mistake that we could have made, not only as a company, but also as business owners. We didn't know what it was going to take to be able to kind of grow the company to the next level. Not only from a customer service standpoint to also from a product standpoint. So it's been a journey, which we're super excited about.
But you're doing it. Tell me about some of your recent successes.
Our product has been distributed to 24 different countries over the past 2 years. So distribution that's been growing month after month. And 100% of our business is actually being done through e-commerce. That's our bread and butter. We understand more about e-commerce than anyone else. In a sense that we know who our target audience is. And at the same time, now that we started our distribution, we just ended up establishing a pretty decent relationship with an international distributor in Europe. So they're going to be managing pretty much every single aspect of distribution in Europe. And here in the U.S., we're going to be continue doing and growing the brand as much as we can.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that it worked out for you guys and that you learned from those mistakes. Let's see if we can teach some of our entrepreneurs about those mistakes. Tell me about one in particular lesson that you've learned the hard way.
I will have to say that manufacturing, it's a key element when it comes to creating a product. We have gone above and beyond to make sure our product, it's up to the quality standards of our customers and also quality standards of pretty much being able to bring the product here in the U.S. One of the biggest issues that we had initially was that we ended up having this huge amount of success through our first Kickstarter campaign that, I mean, we were still working our corporate jobs. And unfortunately, we ended up sourcing it through the wrong company. And yeah, I mean, especially when it comes to creating a product, you have to be as involved as you can when it comes to the manufacturing aspect. And I mean, that's been one of the biggest hiccups that we had over the past couple of years, just overcoming the transition from one manufacturer to the other.
And Kickstarter worked really well for you the first time, so well that you wanted to do it a second time. So tell me about this newest Kickstarter campaign.
So the new Kickstarter campaign that we ended up launching, we got funded within 3 business days. We hit our $25,000 goal. And this time around, what we wanted to do, it's going to take a second approach of not doing any type of marketing whatsoever, because we knew that Kickstarter was pretty much all in or all out, in a sense that you can make a big impact in a small group of people, or you can make a smaller impact on a large scale.
And which is better?
I would say we're trying to go after the big impact on a smaller scale. Because our customer base is going to understand more about our product.
To really connect with a more niche audience.
Exactly.
And loyal fans.
Exactly. I want to say 87%, I was looking at the analytics today, 87% of the funding has actually come through our own platforms. As of this moment, we're getting very little visibility through Kickstarter. So everything's been coming through social media, everything that we have done over the past couple of weeks. But yeah, I mean, Kickstarter, it's great. It's a great marketing tool. I believe their existing audience is at 19 million subscribers that are actually backing projects on a daily basis. Out of those 19 million, I think 8.3 are actually US-based, which is definitely giving us the ability to kind of expand our product into a broader market. And we're going to continue launching Kickstarter campaigns. We want to be known as the company that has launched every single product that they have created through Kickstarter.
So if our audience wants to support your Kickstarter campaign, what do they get and how do they do it?
So through Kickstarter on this new campaign, they actually get, they have the ability to back the project with one bottle if they want to, or they have the ability to pretty much order multiple quantities. It goes up to 10 bottles itself. And with this new product, you actually get the whole lifestyle package. You get the new redesigned mixer that it's made out of 18-8 stainless steel, the infuser, and the tumbler cup itself. So that total investment, if you were to pretty much get four bottles that are actually going to perform of what we're actually doing into one bottle, you're looking at least $200, which you're actually getting a pretty decent deal that it's less than $45 for our Kickstarter campaign.
Awesome. Well, check it out. Chris, yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
No, not a problem. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Chris Valencia, CEO and co-founder of Hit Bottle. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Struggling to get more done for the day? Practice these simple tips to start freeing up your time and getting more done during the day. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, make a daily to-do list. Create a daily list of realistic tasks to tackle every day. Keep it simple, too. Your tasks don't need to be massive jobs that will take hours to complete. Number two, start saying no. Sometimes that little word is the hardest to say, but it's okay to say it. It's important to manage people's expectations. So if you can't take something on and give it 100%, then don't do it at all. Number three, turn off social media. Take a break from the hustle of the outside world and avoid going on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. They'll only distract you. For people who need social media for work, which is a lot of us, make sure you're logged out of any personal accounts so you don't get pulled off task. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 2828. froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828.
I'm Bob DiRigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Information is power. So if you want information about what's done with one of the largest chunks of your paycheck, taxes, how do you get it? As someone who spent years sifting through government documents, I don't even know the best answer to that question. But fortunately, someone with a few billion dollars more than me wanted to know the same thing, too, and he decided to do something about it. Steve Ballmer, the retired CEO of Microsoft, was helping his wife with some of her philanthropic efforts when he started thinking about what the government does with all of our money. There wasn't a single reliable source he could use to find out, so he decided to create one that the rest of us can use too. Let's be fair, creating a database that explains what the government really does with all our money is no easy task. But the nonpartisan website Ballmer developed, at a reported cost of $10 million, is one of the most useful tools I've ever seen for tracking and understanding government spending. You should check it out, too. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
NASDAQ.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
In your business. Here to help us answer that question, Ed Milet. He's the founder of Milet Leadership Group. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So it starts with understanding your emotions and attracting those positive emotions more, right?
I think so. I think the first thing that makes us more fulfilled is really progress. If we're making progress towards what we really want, I think we begin to deliver the right emotions to ourselves. Because really, the quality of your life, if you really break it down, it's the quality of the emotions you've experienced. You are what your emotions are. So if on a daily basis, one person's delivering ecstasy, passion, joy, fulfillment, happiness to themselves, that's what they're experiencing, those emotions. They're going to have one life. On the other hand, and for many people, they've experienced discouragement or depression or frustration or fatigue. That's a totally different life. So really the key comes down to how do I deliver to myself the right emotions, as you've said? And I think that's towards making progress towards what you want can deliver those right emotions to you.
So a lot of entrepreneurs will connect over what a roller coaster entrepreneurship is and the highs and lows of your emotions because of it. Are those lows inevitable or can we raise them up a little bit?
I think you can raise them up. They're inevitable because there's obviously we're going to in any business or sport, you're going to deal with a lot of failure and a lot of rejection. Right. So it's how you respond to those things. You have to have this overriding belief I have that things don't happen to me. They happen for me. And they only happen for me if I'm making progress towards something. And that's why I'm this firm believer. And you've got to become obsessed and relentless about what it is you want to acquire. In other words, most people, when they get into a business or they want to go get fit or their life or they want to improve their relationships, they dabble. Our country is full of dabblers. The world is full of people that just dabble in different things. People that really win, that really make progress, have total immersion in it. They are completely immersed in it. They're obsessed. They're relentless about its pursuit. And there's a power to that, not only from an artistic standpoint and a fulfillment standpoint, but there's actually a scientific brain-based reason why you must be relentless and obsessed with something.
Oh, share that with me. What is it?
Well, there's a part of your brain that I'm not going to get a lot of detail in because people are smarter on that topic than I am, but you have a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And what it does is it keeps you sane. And so it only screens into your brain the things that really matter to you that are important. It screens out all important things, unimportant things. So you don't feel yourself breathing. You know, not everything that comes in your way does it enter your brain because the reticular activating system is designed to keep you functioning. But it's also powerful because when something does mean something to you, it screens it in. That's why, for example, you buy a new car. Right. That car was on the road the entire time before you bought it. But isn't it interesting that after you acquire this blue van or whatever it is you've acquired, you see them all over the road. They could be three lanes over on the wrong side of the road. And you go, blue van. They're everywhere. You see them. They were always there. Why do you see them now? You see them now because they become so important to you. You've become obsessed with it because you're driving it. And that's also true in life and business. You can become obsessed with acquiring clients. All of a sudden, you begin to see people that were always there that are right for your company or recruits for your company or potential leaders in your organization or the right product or the right technology, you see it. It was always there. That's why relentless people always acquire their success, because their reticular activating system is looking for it even when they don't know about it.
Thanks for explaining that, because I have a lot of people who talk about manifestation in my life, and sometimes it sounds a little woo-woo, like, oh, yeah, you can just manifest your life. No. But there's actually a science behind it where you're hyper-focused on what it is that you want.
There is. There's two elements, I think, in acquiring something. There's your brain, and that's why you've got to be obsessed with something. And it's happened to you in all different kinds of elements of your life. So when you were a student in school, you're studying hard. All of a sudden, those answers appear on the exam because you remembered reading them in the book. Once you're obsessed and relentless, you see those things. It's same in life. The other part of it, though, that's important is your body, is moving your body, is getting into a state where you're at a peak elevated state. And I tell people this all the time. The world has changed. So all these personal development books that were written 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, there are tons of things in there that are applicable to today. But there's also some things missing. And in today's world, if you're going to be a business person, I think you have to be a business athlete. I think you have to move and think like an athlete. If you look at athletics, more and more athletes in the world train and think like business people. LeBron James is a businessman.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Kind of like Jay-Z says, I'm a businessman, I'm a businessman. And LeBron is a businessman. Kobe was a businessman. You think about Tom Brady, he's a businessman. They think and train like business people. I will tell business people they need to begin to think and train more like athletes.
Is that from a physical standpoint or more from a mental perspective?
Right, both. I don't think you have to be a ripped, totally put together, chiseled athlete to win in business. Lots of people prove that that's the case. You don't have to be. However, I do think in moving your body, it changes your state. Someone who's sitting all the time and not moving themselves feels a certain way. It's very rare, if you've ever gone for a run or done some jumping jacks or worked out, that you don't leave there with those endorphins kicking in and you just feel better. Most business people that are successful will tell you most of their great ideas occur to them when they're working out.
Yeah, I can totally speak to that. Absolutely.
Isn't it true?
So let's talk about the person who has the passion for their business, but perhaps they don't have that hyper focus. Can you get that obsession?
Certainly can. And one of the ways you do that, that's a great question. One of the ways you do that is who you're around. There's a ton of power to associations. There's a ton of it. If you look at your life right now, I tell people this often. If you look at the last 90 days of your life, beyond, say, your children, who are the five people you spent the most time with, right? And you've heard this in books before, but I'm going to say it a little bit differently. If you look at their lives, whether it be in the area you want, their body, their money, their business success, their happiness level, my bet is that your life is within about a 25% margin of theirs. And what most people say is they say, I want to change my life. I want to make a difference. They're not willing to move their body. They're not willing to get obsessed and relentless. They're not willing to do the work. And they're not willing to change or add to the group they hang around. You've got to add people to your group that make you uncomfortable. Anybody listening to this knows, if you're not in real good shape, for example, if all your buddies are about the same as you, you never think about it. But guys, the minute that guy walks in with a six-pack abs and he's ripped and you and your wife and the girlfriends are sitting there, all of a sudden you're a little bit more conscious of what you look like. You're a little bit more sensitive to it. Same with business, too. You've got to have people around you who make you uncomfortable, that stretch you. If you have the kind of friends that when they come over, you don't have to clean up the house. You could sit around and look at like whatever you want. They're great friends. They're lifelong friends. You should keep them. But you got to have a few people that go, let's clean up. And they make you want to clean up your life. They make you want to be better. They make you inspired. They push you. That's how we change our focus level, is people around us force our focus.
Sometimes it means cutting people out of our lives, too.
Unfortunately, true. In my life, I know when I started out in business, I had this great group of friends that I grew up with. But I knew that I wanted to go be somebody. I knew that as good of friends as we were, I wanted to win even more. And it's a really difficult thing to do. And I think the most important thing isn't necessarily all the people you eliminate, but who you add. There's such power to who you associate with. Because if I live my life at 100 degrees, and that's where I'm comfortable, and you live your life at 75 degrees, just through proximity, I help you heat your life up. And you are no longer comfortable settling for 75 degrees of happiness, of wealth, of fulfillment, of peace. You move towards where you are, but you've got to change that group and seek out people who can add to your circle and make you uncomfortable.
Thank you so much for all of your wisdom today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My guest, Ed Milet, he's the founder of Milet Leadership Group, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tees and tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care...
Biz Talk Radio,